I'm Steve Potter, and coming up a little later on Cityscape, a new exhibition at the Missouri History Museum designed just for kids. But first, the Jewish Community Center's Gesher Music Festival is new and improved this year. Please welcome Sarah Sitzer, cellist and the artistic director for the festival. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, great. Thanks.
And Dana Hodel is the Gesher Music Festival's program director. Dana.
Thanks for having us today.
You bet. And also joining us from New York, Daniel Pesca. He's a pianist and he's part of the festival too. Hi, Daniel. Welcome.
Hi. Lovely to be here.
Sarah, this is the festival's fifth year, I think, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Gesher is the Hebrew word for...
It's for bridge or connection.
So what's the significance of that?
Well, we try to build these bridges in many different ways across the community through educational programming that we do in performances that aren't publicized. And also, we try to find ways to connect classical chamber music with the Jewish experience and really across all cultures. But we're finding those connections in a lot of different ways this year.
But it's not just aimed at a Jewish audience, certainly.
Not at all.
Right?
Not at all.
This is Dana. I think a big part of the bridge building is finding themes from the Jewish experience that speak to all of us, that we can all relate to, whether you're Jewish or not, and building those connections between different parts of the community, the Jewish community, and everyone else. And I think this year's festival, the theme of this year's festival, really builds that bridge really beautifully. Sarah did a great job of coming up with a theme called The Degenerates for this year's festival. And I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more.
There are quite a few things to talk about, a lot of new elements this year, and we're going to get to that. Daniel, have you been involved with the festival before? And if so, or if not, what brought you here this time?
Well, this is my third year as pianist for the festival. And you could say that's another way that the festival builds bridges, because my career is far outside St. Louis. I live and work in upstate New York. So it's a bridge from the St. Louis community to the wider musical community. Artists come from many different areas of the country to participate in this festival.
So what makes it special to you as someone from somewhere else?
First of all, I love getting to know St. Louis. I love working with the musicians that Sarah brings here. And it's also a chance to explore some really, really wonderful music, both standard chamber music and also things that are a little bit outside the mainstream.
Well, you had a Meet the Artists event last night, and tonight I think you're involved in a service at the Central Reform Congregation?
Yes, so we'll just be weaving some of our music throughout that service. We're doing something similar at the service at the Ethical Society on Sunday morning, and we also did something similar last Friday at Cher Emeth. So just one of the many ways we're building bridges across the community.
Well, you referred to the theme earlier, Dana. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, I'll hand that to Sarah, actually, since she came up with it. And it's an interesting story, the way she came up with it and what it's all about.
Sure. So as Dana said, the theme for this year is The Degenerates. And what that refers to really is composers that were referred to or labeled as degenerate by the Nazi regime, whose music was banned or discredited, many of whom were forced to leave the country, many of whom were not lucky enough to get out of the country. But we're exploring that theme in several different ways in several different concerts.
Well, was it because of their music or just because they were Jewish?
Yes. And not just because they were Jewish, and some non-Jewish composers who were friends, too good of friends with Jews or with Marxists, or there were a lot of reasons that the Nazis were not a fan of different kinds of music.
And how many composers are we talking about?
Well,
I mean, quite a few, right?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
We'll explore the music of about 10 of them throughout the week at three main programs.
Sarah, you're a cellist. Dana, you're a clarinetist. And Daniel, a pianist, as I said. Will you all be, you'll be performing multiple times during the festival. Is that correct?
The musicians will all be performing next Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday on the main programs. And then this Sunday is a different program. We're just bringing in somebody, Rebecca Fletcher, for just sort of a one-time concert. That's this Sunday, and she's doing a night of cabaret. So it'll be really a fun event. We're setting up the Jay's Wool Studio Theater like a nightclub, and she'll be featuring a lot of the music that was played in the cabarets during that time that was also very frowned upon by that regime.
I think she calls it grit and glamour.
Yes.
She created this program just for the festival. I'm sure she'll get a lot of mileage out of it. But, you know, she's a celebrated artist all across the country and internationally. And she is quite a personality. And I'm sure this concert is going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy a glass of wine during the concert. We're all going to hang out and have a little reception after the concert. And that's part of the bridge building, the event last night that we had at the Tavern of Fine Arts. And we have receptions during or after the events so that the people in the community can get to know the musicians. And we can kind of break down that barrier between musician and the audience and really speak to what chamber music is all about.
Daniel, are there certain elements of the festival this year that you're involved in that you're looking forward to particularly?
Well, I am playing quite a bit of music this year. And new this year is working with a singer. We were very lucky to have a wonderful singer from New York here, Lucy DeGray. And I'm presenting a few different works with her. And that's a real treat. Lucy is someone I've known for a long time. And I think the audience here is really going to enjoy her. And we're doing a few song cycles together, works by Korngold, Hans Eisler, work by Levitas. So that's one aspect I'm looking forward to because vocal music hasn't had as big a role in the festival in years past.
Let me put the same question to Sarah and Dana.
Well, I'm actually not performing this year. You can hear me perform a lot in St. Louis. I'm just working in an administrative capacity with the festival this year, although I've performed in the past. I'm really looking forward to hearing Daniel play the Foray Quartet.
Thank you.
It's one of the most beautiful pieces of music that has ever been written. And that's on Sunday the 23rd. He'll be performing the Foray, and I love that piece. So I can't wait to hear that. And, of course, the Transfigured Night on Saturday night, we're playing Schoenberg's Transfigured Night, which is for string sextet, right? Mm-hmm. And that's also one of just the most beautiful pieces of music that exists. The programming this year is really fantastic. We have these, you know, really established pieces of music like the Schoenberg and the Foray, and then Sarah has found these real gems of music to fill out the programs and to explore this theme of degenerate artists. Like, I really can't wait to hear Overture to the Flying Dutchman is sight read by a Bad Spa Orchestra at 7 in the morning by the Well, which is by Paul Hindemith, who I always think of as a very serious composer, so I can't wait to hear this.
But who apparently wrote musical parodies.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. And that's at the Missouri History Museum on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'd say one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is we've got this general theme of the degenerates, but there's so much great music that can fall into that theme. And we've divided it up into sort of three categories. The one is going to be almost in like a lecture concert format, the one at the History Museum on Thursday night, where I'll actually be going through these five different or six different composers. I'll talk about what it was that made them degenerate, why the Nazis felt the way they did about certain types of music, and going through the details of what composers during that time went through in between performances.
Well, you've piqued my interest then. Why did they feel that way, the Nazis?
It was, well, for many different reasons. Of course, Jewish composers, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But they also felt that new modernist music was basically the cause of chaos and destruction for the whole German economy, basically. They found a way to blame music for what was going on in Germany.
I guess people have always done that everywhere to more or less extent, haven't they, mm-hmm. with new music?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a lot of new changes this year. Maybe we should kind of hit on those. One thing is you've changed the date of the festival. In the past, you've held it in June. This year, for the first time, in August. I'm assuming there's a good reason for that.
Well, I think the music scene in St. Louis has really blossomed over the last 5 or 6 years. And there were two music festivals being held in June, Gesher and the Missouri Chamber Music Festival. And we thought it would be great to give our community an opportunity to hear both festivals, not at the same time. So we shifted to August, and that has been really good. Ticket sales are really moving right along, and the musicians are all free and available to come and work this time of year. And so it's been going really well to have this shift to August for us.
Yeah. And another new element to Dana is you.
Yeah, I'm the new program director. So
she's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a new element. And it's great that I'm here all year. Sarah lives in Chicago, and she puts together the programs, and then I've been able to sort of do the on-the-ground work here in St. Louis. And I've been engaged in the music community here, you know, for a long time.
You're on the faculty of Community Music School?
Yes, right? I am. Yes.
And you're involved in the Illinois Symphony?
Yes, I'm the principal clarinet in the Illinois Symphony.
And one more thing, some chamber project, I think.
Yeah,
St. Louis.
I'm one of the artistic directors of Chamber Project St. Louis. So we work September through May. So it's a nice compliment to have the festivals in the summer and then, you know, the full season groups too.
Another new element, Sarah, would be three concerts. You used to have two concerts, and I guess you repeated them, and now it's three separate ones.
Yes. Well, our audiences wanted more music, so we are giving it to them. There was also just so much great music to choose from this year that we decided that having three main programs would work well. And like I said before, they're all related to this general theme, but in a very different way, each one. So very excited about each one.
And I think you've revamped the website. Will that be helpful?
Yes. You can visit it. It's geshermusicfestival.org.
And also at some point during the festival, you're partnering with the St. Louis Art Museum.
Yes, we've set up a tour led by an expert docent of the art held by the museum that was considered, the artists that were considered degenerates by the Nazis. And it's a free tour. You just have to go to our website, which again is geshermusicfestival.org, and sign up for the tour. So we have a number. And that is Friday the 21st at 6:30. And that's another way we're building bridges across mediums, from, you know, visual arts to the music, and across disciplines, I guess is the word I'm looking for, mm-hmm. and different organizations in St. Louis. So that's going to be a really unique opportunity.
So sort of to wrap things up, what would you like people to know about this festival if they've never been before? How should they approach it? Is this something that do some people try to go to every event, or what do you recommend?
Some people definitely do come to every event. It's they're all very different. They're all going to be great. And it's a really nice, really wonderful group of musicians. They're all fantastic. They're all really talented. It won't be a terribly formal vibe. You know, musicians will be speaking before each piece is played to give audience a little casual introduction. We won't have formally written program notes. So it's maybe a little less formal than if you were to go to a St. Louis Symphony concert.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, you said that this is your third, did you say?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Now, you're currently a student at the Eastman School of Music. Do you plan to make this an annual thing, do you think?
Well, I'd like to very much, yes. I enjoy this festival very much.
And you're currently involved in, is it a student-run music group at Eastman?
Yes, there's a student-run new music group that I help run called OSEA. So these kinds of projects, chamber music and contemporary music, modern music, these are very dear to my heart. So it's very exciting to be part of this project with Sarah.
That's Daniel Peska. We've also been talking to Dana Hodel and to Sarah Sitzer. It's the Gesher Music Festival. If you'd like more information about degenerate music, that's the theme this year, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And one final question, Sarah, who's Josie?
Oh, Josie is our faithful mascot. She's my dog. She comes to St. Louis with me and always spends the festival here. So maybe if you check out our Facebook page, you'll see her.
All right. She's a music lover. Very good. Thank you very much, Sarah, Dana, Daniel, the Gesher Music Festival. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the History Clubhouse at the Missouri History Museum. This is St. Louis Public Radio.